If you're becoming more sickly, you're living a lie. There's a lie that's programmed in your head somewhere. If something's stealing from you, there's a lie that has been placed somewhere in your head. The enemy only comes to steal, kill, and to destroy. We must put on the full armor of God, which is the Word of God, which is Jesus. He clothes us in His righteousness. He is our great defender. He teaches us and leads us in the way we should go. The Lord is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. We must be led and follow the instructions and be obedient to the Word of God and what He's taught us. A lot of people hear the Word of God and they think, oh, Word of God, it's so cliche, they've heard it so much. But it must not be despised. It must be taken seriously, as if I give you instructions, there's literal instructions that we follow by the Word of God, and the instructions I give you are the instructions given from the Word of God, which is literally Jesus, who's alive, who's literally giving those instructions. It's very important to start to pray that, and I pray right now that the Lord make the Word of God more real to you, because it is real. It's the only truth. It's the only absolute truth. It's how this world runs and functions. And that is the program. That is the renewing of our mind that you need. That is the renewing of the mind that you need, that will start to bring life in all your ways. And so, in this fitness training, I tell you, it is time to eat God's food. I've noticed, as I've eaten God's food, that it no longer, that I have more strength, have more energy. But more, it's the spiritual food, I believe, that I read the Word. When I fight, sometimes I have to fight to read the Word of God because I get tired. And the enemy, I could tell, doesn't want me to read the Word of God. The devil doesn't want me to read. But it's important that you do, because the Word of God says that greater is He that is in you. It is recorded and placed into account that greater is He that is in you than he that is in the world, which is the devil. But greater is He that is in you, which is Jesus, than he that is in the world, the devil. And Jesus is greater than the devil. And Jesus is greater than our hearts. And so even if our hearts want to deceive us, if our hearts are wicked and evil, which they are, we can call out to Jesus and pray and ask Him, Lord, to please give the listeners, Lord, give them and give me, Lord, the strength to trust in You, the strength to hear Your voice, the strength, the discernment, Lord, to understand Your ways and to take Your word seriously, Lord, to give that the appeal that Your heart and that what's appealing to You, Lord, becomes appealing to us. That's one of the prayers I prayed where I started eating healthy. God gave me the strength where fruit became more and more appealing, and water and things you would think like, whoa, but it just wasn't appealing. It was more Wingstop, more appealing, and In and Out, but all of those things started to fade out. And I realized that they were just making me heavy, and I was being blinded by the sugar and fat that they just drenched the food in oil, which is fat. And so that causes trouble, and I know that's a lie. Because the lie will always drag you down. It will lead you down. Not that we can't enjoy every now and then, I'd have to say, but I'm starting to find that I don't even find enjoyment in that anymore. It does literally make me sick. The only thing is pizza. But pizza can be, is just, you know, good pizza is just bread, tomatoes, and some good pepperoni. That's my, but even that is in moderation, because the pepperonis are heavy. All that stuff is heavy, but with the right ingredients and the right preparation, and quality ingredients, that's the one thing that I'd say is my, the one thing I still do, but not, definitely not as often. But it's important that we ask God to give, to crave what's appealing to Him, and that He, and it says, it is recorded that He must increase, and it is appropriate for Him to prune us so that we decrease and that He may increase. The imagery here is that when we prune a plant, that what replaces it is a healthier version of the plant. And so, or tree. And so when God prunes us, because He's the vine dresser and Jesus is the vine, as He prunes us, the old us starts to fall away and Jesus starts to step in and take over. Because it is no longer us who lives, but Christ Jesus who lives in us. And so as we eat our spiritual food, which is the Word of God, which our daily bread, the inner man is getting stronger. The inner man is, or woman, inner man or woman, but, you know, it's understood that when we say inner man, it includes women, woman, our inner man is getting stronger because it's Jesus. And so it is appropriate that we be pruned. It is appropriate because it leads to life. And Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. And no one comes to the Father except through and by Him, through Jesus. And so, I talked to you today again about the spiritual things in fitness training, because they are the only things, they are the things that truly have been the reason for my success and my strength. It was never from anything else. I've come to realize this, and it's become clearer and clearer. And when I've lost my health and then now regained it, serving the Lord Jesus, I can now, without a shadow of a doubt, truly, as a life testimony, and I can give testimony that it is what Jesus is doing in me, and the understanding that He's been imparting in me through personal relationship. And by His grace and by His mercy. Because I cannot take credit for anything. Not even that. So I thank the Lord. And if you're listening to this, then the Lord is speaking to you, and it is wise of you to take heed and to seek Him in His Word and to ask for all the things that you need in order to help you. As He says, ask and you shall receive, knock and the door will be opened unto you. And again, it is recorded that if we are lacking in wisdom, we can ask God, we can ask Jesus, we can ask Holy Spirit, which are all Godhead three in one. We can ask, and He will impart in us that wisdom. He will show us and teach us. So ask your Father in heaven for the wisdom. Ask your Father in heaven to teach you His heart and His mind. And He will. He is faithful and true, and He is the author and the finisher of your faith. But He wants you to ask Him expectantly. Therefore, this is a firm, Jesus is our firm foundation, the rock on which we stand. And when you build your rock on, when you build your house on the rock, you are on a firm foundation indeed, and you will not be shaken and you will not be moved to the left or to the right. He will be an anchor to your soul. And when that happens, it says, seek first the kingdom of heaven, and then all these other things will be added unto you. It is recorded. And therefore, seek the Lord, and it will go well with you in all your ways if you acknowledge Him. You will be able to do all things. You can do all things through Christ Jesus who strengthens you. So, as we do our fitness training, I'm about to go to the gym, and I just had that on my mind today. And that is that if there's something in your life, if you look in the mirror and you're not happy and there's extra weight and you don't see a good shape or you don't see a good figure, you must come to accept the truth that there is an enemy, a devil, who has lied to you through the channels of social construct that is taught in the schools or in the world or in television or some other thing that is not following the Word of God. If it was following the Word of God, you wouldn't be that, you would not see that extra weight, and you would start moving towards the direction of health. And so I encourage you to seek the Lord, because on our own we cannot do it. On our own, I could not do it on my own. And if you do lose weight and you think it's on your own, it is not on your own, because the Lord has given you the resources and the time and everything else that you have. Your very life is not your own. So acknowledge that the Lord is your sole source for all your success. Acknowledge Him in all your ways, and He will make your path straight. It is very important. It is very important that you you seek the Lord. And in this case, I will tell you, the word of God says, fruit is for food and leaves are for healing. And so if you need some healing, first read the word, pray for healing. Look for a servant of the Lord who you can ask, or someone at a church or who serves the Lord Jesus, which is most likely a Christian church. I don't like to say Christian, but you know, it's just, but that's what we are. We're Christians. We follow the Lord Jesus Christ, but we're born again Christians. We just have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. So it's not religion. It is what is what it is what is. We serve the one and true and only God, the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. And therefore, you should eat food, which food is fruit. So fruit is for eating. And look it up in Ezekiel. Fruit is for eating, and leaves are for healing. Save the seeds that you buy at the supermarket. Plant them. It's pretty easy. I don't even really try. I just put them in dirt. And you must water. You must water. And so you put the soil, you plant the seed, you water, and the Lord brings the increase. Trust this. This is what is true. Trust the word of God. Everything in it is true. It is how life happens. It is how life is successful. It is how plants and trees grow. It is how you breathe. Once you understand that, you will start to be on the right direction. We can get into the deeper things of fitness training. But this must be reiterated and will be continually to establish and to make sure, have the common theme that in all our success, in all our technique, the underlying foundation between what I'm sharing with you, so you can be partners with me in the success that the Lord has gracefully placed upon me, and given me, freely gave to me, and so I freely give to you. And so you must work out hard. So everything I say based on working out, the underlying thing is serving the Lord. He will be your strength. Moving forward, I will go into a quick technique and then I'll call it a day. So you must work out hard. But you cannot work out hard without eating right. And you cannot eat right if your spirit's not right. And so you must eat well. You must sleep well. You must work out, and you can't work out hard unless you've developed over time to work out harder. And you can't work out harder if you do not have protein. But the protein, many are deceived by thinking that it's powders, but it's not powders. You do not have a dead powder. Eat the vegetable, because the vegetables, the whole plant kingdom, or vegetable kingdom, is protein. It fruits and the vegetables are packed with amino acids, which together form a chain to make a protein. So you will have all the protein necessary you need, and all of it from fruits and vegetables. Now, saying that, fruit can also be fruit and is, right, the fruit of our loins. So the fruit of our loins, or the fruit of the loins of animals, would be like fish, right? They mate and we can eat them as food. I recommend turkey, the leaner meats, because turkey doesn't hold as much water. Fish, if you really want to lose, man, fish. And kombucha squash is the theme. Putting kombucha squash has given me the most energy I've ever had when it comes to lifting. So use kombucha squash, drink your water. And you're not going to sleep well unless you're eating good. And if you and you get it, and you're not going to eat well if you don't sleep well. It's all part of a system. So stick with the system, you know. And you're not going to move well if you don't stretch. And if you don't stretch, you're not going to move well. And then when you lift, you must stretch in between your lifts. Please stretch in between your lifts. Warm up. Have a proper warm up. You don't have to go crazy, but do the arm circles, do a little bit of body weight squats, and then begin your workout. Take your time, listen to your body. It's imperative. All these things are imperative. I hope you're taking notes. And so you must prepare. This is going to require infrastructure. Infrastructure means you're going to have to get the equipment to prepare food quickly and efficiently. If not, you're not going to enjoy it. So I recommend air fryers. You might think, what? Yeah, air fryer, convection oven, air fryer, convection, whatever you got to do. I don't care if it's air fryer or not, but air fryers are the bomb. They make your food look like it's made from a, you know, 3-star Michelin chef. But you will enjoy the food. It's warm. No one wants to eat, you know. Meal prep is important, but meal prep kind of sucks. It's better that you have the food that you can prepare very quickly in that moment. It will only take a few minutes. 15 minutes or so. So prepare. I want you guys to prepare. Men, women, you, whoever's listening to this, prepare. You have to get your metal bowls. You're going to have to learn how to cook, you know. But all the foods, you're just going to make them healthier. If that makes sense. So you're not going to buy sauces. You're going to make the sauces. You're going to cook your own food. You're going to add your salt at the end. These are little techniques that I use. You could change them up, but be careful you don't change them up too much to the point where you're cooking just as bad as the restaurants. So you don't need that much salt. And that's why I always add salt at the end, because it's literally to taste. And it's not, there's not a bunch of hidden salt. There's not a bunch of hidden sugar. That's all in the sauces. And it's all fresh tomatoes and whole food. You know, I cook the tomatoes whole. It's better. Later on, you'll be, oh, you know, I'm going to prepare this or that. But sometimes you just, if you have more time, you have to prepare. If not, I just put the whole, just the fish. I pick one fish and one carb, you know, or one fish and my kombucha squash or a salad with balsamic vinegar or just rice wine vinegar with a red wine vinegar with lemon juice and a little bit of olive oil. You can make very, very good, a quick dressing. You don't have to prepare the dressing and make it and make a big thing about it. It could be literally on the spot. Get creative, think outside the box, and learn how to compress. This word is very important. To compress what you do, meaning refine. Refinement will happen over time, but when you listen, if you listen, you can get to that refinement a lot quicker. But you will find how to refine your process so that when you want food, it'll almost become instant. Almost. Not instant, but very close. And that's the idea. And if you're hungry and you want a healthy meal, you know, you got your fish that's thawing already. You start to build systems. You start to build habits. And you start to realize, hey, my food with a little bit of salt and a little bit of maybe soy sauce or a little, but not too much. Soy sauce is really salty, but just a little bit of salt and a little air fryer, and your food will taste pretty bomb. Very bomb, actually. Very good. All right. Well, I'm going to go do the workout. I'd say for today is, you know, a good one always is pull-ups and dips. So that is going to be your thing today, workout for today, whoever's listening. I want you to do your pull-ups and your dips. If you cannot do bodyweight pull-ups, use the lat pull-downs. Okay, that is the same thing. And or you use your legs. Do it like on the dip machine. Use your legs to help you stand up and get and focus on a full range of motion. But so you're still using body weight, but with help. But lat pull-downs or pull-ups, same thing. And your dips, where you're pushing straight down. So you're pulling yourself up, pulling your heart up to the sky, and you're pushing. And the other one is you're using your chest to push down, still lifting your heart. Pull-ups and dips, okay? Make sure that there's a little technique here. Pull your armpits together. Pull your lower chest together. And those are little checkpoints. I'll go over later in more detail about the checkpoints so that you know you're performing the exercises properly and you can feel the actual leverage inside your body. It's not how it looks on the outside. It's what's going on the inside. That's very important. Once you establish the control of your muscles internally, you will definitely, you should feel immediately the leverage. You should feel immediately the control. And that will, sometimes that takes some time. If you have to develop strength and just kind of motor skills, and that takes practice. But that is the direction I'm going to take you. I help lead you to. So that you are effective every time you go and show up at that gym. And you pull that iron. Our muscles can only pull. So I say the word pull. So with that being said, eat well. Trust, first put your trust in the Lord Jesus. He is your strength. That is the truth. If you do not accept that as truth, you will be living a lie. And the results will show. They will show. Because a lie will always crumble. But the truth will set you free. And the truth will always last. And show up. It will always produce fruit. So look at the fruit. If your fruit is not showing up, then you have some praying to do. And that's okay. That's what we're supposed to do. So be encouraged today. Be strong. Trust in the Lord. Know that He is your strength. And in a short amount of time, you will be on your way to health, a healthier life and a spiritually enriched life, walking with the Lord, your Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. So I'm so glad you got to listen today. I hope this has been helpful. If you have any questions, please leave comments and I will address them. And we will address, but I'm going to teach you how to get in shape with all my years of training and what the Lord has taught me and all these things. But stay natural, okay? Do not take protein powders. I don't take vitamins. I eat fruits just like the Word of God says, and I eat and my leaves. Fruit is for food, leaves are for healing. I eat fish. I eat, yes, bread. I eat because all that stuff is fine. Of course, listen to your body. If there's obviously there's things that you can't have because the doctor says or whatever, also fine. But we can address those things. But ask your questions. I'm going to tell you how to work out. So push yourself. Okay, go get them today. Go do your cardio. Do your steady state cardio. Do what you can. a little jogging in. I like to jog maybe 2 minutes, and then I pause, walk, and then kind of warms up my ankles. And the next time, and then when I start running again, I have a little more bounce for the rest of my run. I have to warm up now like that. And so I'm going to share with you these techniques so you can get in shape, you can feel healthy, and you're not going to deprive yourself. I promise you that. This is the first time I've lost weight where it was not a complete deprivation. You will feel uncomfortable at times, I'm not going to lie. But it is important that we get to a point of the loss so that when we start to build, your body, you're gonna love it. So put God first, and you will be an inspiration for others all around you when you do good for your, when you do good, you know. But it helps other people, but there's also going to be lots of pushback with the people you know. But even if there's pushback, just know that you can come back to this podcast, this channel, and I'm going to share with you the truth, the encouragement, so you can keep moving forward. And I'm going to push you and prod you like the Lord Jesus prods me. And we're going to encourage you to the finish. So go and finish today. Get that workout in. Okay, take notes. Because all these things matter. All of this matters for your success as we start this program. So God bless you. And may the Lord bless you and keep you. And may his light shine upon you and be gracious towards you. God bless you. Have a wonderful day.